Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I am your host, Nicole Lano, and I am so excited to be here with you guys today because we are kicking off a brand new series here on the show, and I'm super excited about it. This is honestly one of my favorite aspects of human design. I think it is one of the most important for everybody to dig into, and we are dedicating this episode and the next five to this particular topic, and I could not be more excited about it. So we are talking about human design profiles. Now, the applications of this cannot be overstated, and they are so far reaching. Everything in your life can be tied to your profile. I hosted a masterclass series on this where I call it the role of your lifetime. Your profile is the role that you are here to play. And if you're not playing it right, it's like a miscast in the movie where nothing quite works because they got the main character wrong. If you're getting your main character wrong, I promise you, if you shift it, you will start to see things change in your life. That is what this series is going to be dedicated to. So we are doing this because I want to help you unleash your power, the power of your design. And that sounds like a big, bold statement and one of those BS statements that people put out there, like unleash your power. But really, when you step into unapologetically owning who you are, that's the name of the game. And these tools that we have, personal development tools, however you look at them, whether it's the Enneagram or human design or whatever helps you tap into what is truly authentically you, step into that in a bigger, more authentic way and put your uniqueness out into the world. That is how you stand out. And with human design, I personally think profile is the biggest bang for your buck. Obviously, I always say that we have the human design trifecta. There's this foundation that everything sits on. And I'm making a little triangle with my hands because it is the foundation of everything. These three foundational pillars of the human design system and living in alignment and being who you are. And they are type, authority, and profile. Type is your energy. It's how your energy gets used. It's your aura. It is the way that you will find that you are able to work efficiently. That's where our term magnetic comes from, in the sense that it's the energy that you're putting out in the world. And it tells you how you can be in alignment with that energy. How can you be sending out a good vibe, basically? And what's authentic to you energetically? Energetically, what's the right way for you to work? What's the right way for things to come to you? What are the right ways for the universe to be speaking to you and bringing you stuff for you to respond to, invitations for you to go into in order to have your gifts be used? That's type. Authority is decision-making. How do you know that the things that are coming to you are correct for you? How do you know what to take action on? How do you know the people that are right for you? Authority helps you make those decisions not from your conditioned mind and not from a place of the outside world and Instagram and gurus and coaches and everybody telling you what their way is. Authority brings you back to making you the authority. You are the authority of you. You make decisions from your place of power, not somebody else's. You don't have to worry about agendas when it comes from you and your power. And then we have the profile. And the profile is the role you are here to play in this life. It's the character that you are as the main character in your movie. Now, like I said before, if you get the main character wrong, the whole movie doesn't work. The analogy I give is if Jack Nicholson, he's a wonderful actor, amazing actor, one of the best ever. If you cast him in Forrest Gump, you have a very different movie. I don't think that movie works with Jack Nicholson being cast as the lead in the movie Forrest Gump. He doesn't work as a Forrest to me. Tom Hanks works as a Forrest. So this is what I'm talking about. If you're running around trying to be Jack Nicholson playing Forrest Gump and things aren't working because you go and you copycat And it might not even feel like that, but you might be scrolling Instagram or listening to other people's podcasts or doing things where you're trying to, maybe even subconsciously, do it their way. Speak the way that they speak, have a certain type of vibe to your color palette, the images that you use. You might be taking a page out of people's books. Now, that might work for you if their page is similar to your page, but this is one of the ways that you can find out. This is one of the ways that you can find what is right for me. What is the character that I'm meant to play? And when you're playing the character correctly, when you're playing the one that you were born to play, people respond differently to you. You will find that the way that people are attracted to you when you're being authentic to your energy, when you are showing up as who you were meant to be, not who you think you should be, to be successful or to have what somebody else has, you'll find that more people are coming to you. You will find that they are staying with you. You'll find that they are aligned with you, your values, very naturally. So, like I said, this is the biggest bang for your buck from profile as far as the way you show up. Bodying your profile gives you more confidence. It helps you establish your own personal power and your brand of personal power. Because there's a lot of personal power people out there. I'll show you how to be powerful. Step into your power. And they have their own brand of power. But they're not helping you find yours necessarily. They're making you think you have to do it their way. And this is the opposite. It's showing you what your way is and how to follow it. How to live your life by it and also how to build your business by it. I think that there's one of the easier processes to follow through profile in how you live in alignment, because it gives you your process. And I'll talk about that in just a moment. But then beyond that, when you start living your process, then it can become your brand voice. It can become a way that you present your brand, your business, the way that you speak in your copy, the images that you have on your website and in all of your other assets and on your social media. So the next six episodes are dedicated to this pillar. This is what we're going to be talking about. This is our focus for the next six episodes. So if you've ever wondered how to find your way to live your purpose through human design and stand out in a saturated market, this is exactly where you should be. So please subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of these. Everybody will get two episodes because we're talking about each line and each profile has two numbers associated with it. So two of these episodes are going to relate to you. But then also if you have family, your kids, your partner, your business partner, anybody in your life, it's so helpful to know what their profile is and you can help guide them. You can also understand why your interactions might be the way that they are. So subscribe right now to the show, follow us, share this on Instagram. We're also running a little contest here. If you take a screenshot, let us know that you're loving this series, that you're so excited about it, and tag me. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. We are actually drawing a winner to win a reading to be done here on the show with me. So you get to have a little mini reading here on the podcast. You get to showcase your business and you get to have a little deep dive into your human design, whether you've had one before or you've never had one, you can ask me those human design questions and we can pull up your chart and start talking about what things can look like for you. So in order to be entered, remember, you just have to tag me, take a screenshot, tag me, talk about why you are loving this series, why you're so excited about it. So you're telling all your friends and tag me. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. We also have a free gift, a companion to this episode and all of these episodes, which is a free guide on developing your X factor through human design. Exactly what we're talking about in this series, but through the lens of brand. And you can just DM me the word X factor on Instagram and we will send that to you. Or you can go to NicoleLano.com/X factor, all one word, X factor. Okay, let's dive into the episode. Let's talk about the one line. We're going to talk about human design one line. This is known as the investigator. So this episode applies to you if you are a 1-3 profile, a 1-4 profile, a 4-1 profile, or a 5-1 profile. All of these have a 1 involved in them. Now there's different positions. You either have the 1 in the front, where that's your personality. This is going to be what you put out in the world. And then if you have the 1 in the back, like I do, I am a 5-1, then this is going to be something that is more unconscious to you or less conscious to you. You identify with it a little bit less. Doesn't have to be that way. Everybody has their own way of experiencing their profile. I feel like I have a very strong connection to my one. I know it's there. I feel it. I very much relate to being an investigator and know that to be true, but I'm a five. When I think about who I am, the five line is the one that I identify with more as far as my personality. So let's talk about what it means to be an investigator. That's what it means to have it in a different position. But being an investigator, being a one line, what does this mean? It's traditionally called the investigator. Why? Because it loves to dig into things. It loves to get to the bottom of everything. And now I have these brand archetypes that I like to throw on here. When we talk about the brand, it does require you living and growing into the high expression of being an investigator in order to become the expert. The expert is the brand identity here. The archetype in your brand is an expert. Now, you have to live life as an investigator, and then you become an expert. So what does that mean? It means that there is a process of research, digging into things, being really immersed in a topic. There's a specialization to the one. And if you're not doing that and you're a one line and you're all over the place and you don't really have an expertise and things are not singing in your world, that could be why I would look at that. But one of the things that I want all the one lines out there to know, no matter where your one falls, is you are creative. Not all one lines feel creative. They don't necessarily identify with being creative, but you are. It's the foundation of everything. The one is the one that takes in all of the information, goes and hides away in its cave for a bit to pull it all together, and out comes this completely new thing. It's the start of everything, the one line. So one lines typically can be very creative people, but maybe don't necessarily identify like being a creative person. But you're creating things. You love to start things from scratch. You love to get your hands in there and investigate and research and then write something about it. Create something from what you know. That is what you are here for. But it's the investigating that happens in order to be creative, in order to have something to come from that seed. You have to water that seed with the information. You have to take the time, and there has to be a great deal of commitment. The one line is the foundation of everything. There's a solidness to the one. Safety, security is embedded in this line. But like anything else, especially in human design, we're talking about things in a binary. We're talking about things in a to have and to have not. We have one, but then there's always the opposite. So if there is courage and security and strength and creativity in the one, then there is also fear, insecurity, not knowing enough, never feeling ready. And that is the dance. That is learning to work with your line. Now, this is the most beautiful work. I find profile to be so fascinating because when you start to see yourself step into the gift of it, you do see all the shadow. You do see how afraid you are. Even now, I have to check myself often to say, Nicole, you're ready. You're living in fear right now. You're stalling. You are procrastinating. Because you don't feel ready. You don't feel like an expert enough. You're not ready. And intellectually, I know that's just absolutely not true. Sometimes it's things that I feel incredibly confident in. All of these shadows, they're always going to come up. We're always dealing with them. And for me, it's unconscious. They're sneakier on the unconscious side, I think. So I have to check myself. I have to catch myself in those moments. And then I move through them. When we know they are there with greater awareness, with greater mindfulness of things, then we can navigate these shadows, these little pitfalls. We don't stay in them unconsciously and without intention. We come off of autopilot, and then all of a sudden we are living life intentionally. We are living life on purpose. We are becoming who we are meant to be, not who we are by default, because we've been blind to our shadow states and living in the misalignment or weakness of something that is inherently a strength. So learning to work with this, learning to nurture the investigator, the budding expert in you. Where are you not digging in to that expertise to give yourself the chance to really feel like you've got a solid foundation? This is the power of starting to work with your lines. This is the power of understanding that we get two of these to play with, and it's the relationship between the two that makes you even more unique. So we have the one lines, but a 4-1 and a 5-1 are very different people. A 5-1 and a 1-3 are very different people. However, you will find that if you have friends or family members who have a 1 as well, then that's a commonality that you have. My husband's a 3-5. I am a 5-1. My son is a 5-1. We all have a lot of commonality. We have the 5. We're projecting all over each other here. We'll get to that when we get to the 5 episode. But we're all 5s in this house. So there is this sense of understanding each other. Just knowing that these things exist, start to look at life a whole lot differently. Start to look at our process a whole lot differently. And when you start to realize that when you're using your type, you're making decisions by your authority, and you are, as a one line, investigating your way through life, going deep, really touching the bottom of the ocean on the things that you care about and building an expertise from there, life gets a whole lot more fun, and you'll just find that things are working so much easier and more effectively for you. So I'm going to leave this one here. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please download the free guide, Instagram, DM me the word X Factor, one word, and we'll send you the free guide where you'll get all 6 lines. And this is what I call the X Factor by Design guide. It's a PDF that you download. DM me X Factor. We will send it to you for free. Or you could go to NicoleLano.com/X Factor and you can download it right there. And if you want to enter the contest to be entered to win a reading here on the show, take a screenshot of this series, tell everybody why you are loving it so much, and make sure you tag me. That's how you get credit. I am at Nicole Lano Official. I would love to have you on the show here. Readings with me are so fun, and I would love to have one with you. So please enter for your chance to win, and we'll be announcing the winners after this series is over. I think that'll be like the 1st of April or somewhere around that time. All right. Thank you so much for being here with us. Please stay tuned for all the rest of these episodes. I cannot wait to bring you the other 5 lines. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thanks for letting us help you on your journey of becoming unshakable with Human Design, everybody. We will see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.